Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Joining me next is going to be Greg Sabella. Before I get to Greg, I want to remind you about a few of our friends, starting with the folks over at Adel Golf. Power and precision. Adel Golf's SMS and SMS Pro irons offer the ultimate in iron adjustability. Featuring the revolutionary swing match weighting technology, precisely dial in each iron to your swing by moving the heaviest weight to its optimal position for maximum performance. Learn more about them by going to adelgolf.com. And folks, do you sway and you're off balance in your golf swing? You know what? It could be your shoes. A golf shoe needs structure to provide stability and reduce sway. How can you tell if your shoes lack structure and are hurting your game? If you can hold your shoes by the toe and heel and twist it, toss it. Squares was designed for the perfect balance of structure and comfort. Isn't it time you tried Squares? Try the new Speedbolt at squares.com. That's squairz.com. Looking for the ultimate Myrtle Beach golf experience? Well, it's only a click away. Check out the two-play special at two of America's most awarded public golf courses, Caledonia Golf and Fish Club and True Blue Golf Club. They are low country masterpieces featuring two iconic Mike Strantz designs. Play these two incredible courses for one great price. Visit CaledoniaGolfAndFishClub.com to learn more about the two-play special and book your tee time today. Again, that's CaledoniaGolfAndFishClub.com. All right, now next on the tee with me is Greg Sabella. Greg is the VP of Marketing for Unicore. They make launch monitors, simulators, and related software. Prior to joining Unicore, Greg was the Director of Marketing and Golf Sales for Blast Motion. Going a little further back in his career, he was the VP of Marketing for Superstroke and the Director of Marketing for Callaway Golf. And I'm excited he is with me tonight here on Next on the Tee. Hey, Greg, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So, Greg, for our listeners who aren't familiar with who Unicore is, talk a little bit about the history of the company and your role.
Yeah, so it's a great question. Thank you. Unicore, as you mentioned, we make launch monitors and simulation software. Born here in the United States in about 2018, but a long history of engineering and sensor creation and the golf business in Korea. So our parent company is a company called Creates. They're based in Korea and they engineer the launch monitors, all the sensors, and write all the software. And we are the golf arm here in the United States. They've had a golf arm in the Korea side doing what we're doing out here for about 16 years. So a lot of experience behind us.
And Greg, I read that you guys actually just launched the new iMini launch monitor. I was checking it out online. Really caught my attention. Looks fantastic. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so you're right. We just launched what we call the iMini, and it's a portable launch monitor. It's two cameras and infrared sensors that measure every piece of ball data you can imagine, along with club data. And it comes with a view app for an iPad for free, which displays all that information if you don't want to look just at the launch monitor screen. And that simulates a driving range and shows you ball flight and trajectories, shows you club data. And then we have a pretty unique, pun intended with our name, feature which shows an actual image and video of your ball at impact. So entering impact, and just post impact, which can be seen on the view app or with the software.
So Greg, how is that iMini different from the other portable launch monitors that we see out there on the market? What sets it apart?
Well, one is value. We're at a very competitive price point. The other is, you know, our proprietary algorithms, which help to capture and decipher launch conditions. So we're really proud of the engineering team we have behind us, and to be able to instantaneously provide the data that we do portably is a huge advantage. That launch monitor can also be used indoors. If you wanted to create a full simulator with a gaming PC and some software, you can have a setup that is both at home and grab and go if you're going to the range or the course or a lesson.
So great, talking about simulators, you guys, you had the QED model, the IXO models, but you recently released the IXO2 model. So talk about the improvements that you guys have made on this new model.
Yeah, the IXO2 is an overhead launch monitor, so designed for indoor use. And the big improvement really was we added a third camera, not necessarily for accuracy, but really to improve the hitting zone that, you know, picks up your golf ball. So instead of having to fit your ball into a, you know, call it 12 inch by 18 inch rectangle, the hitting zone has been improved 300%. So you're not wearing your mat in the same place. It's easier to use. And then we also introduced what we call trouble mats, which are simulation of sand and rough that can be plugged right into an insert into your turf, which, you know, make simulator golf more real by giving you tough lies and holds up your club head and really performs like it would out of a bunker or the rough on a golf course.
Greg, you mentioned the word value a moment ago. I have to imagine there's more than just value that sets you guys apart from your competitors. Talk about the different products that you have and why they're better than everybody else's.
Yeah, well, we offer a suite of products that we think meets the market need at various price points and various setups. So depending on if you're looking to build, you don't have, call it 10-foot ceilings, and you want to build an outdoor simulator setup, you can have a net and some turf and an iMini. If you do have the ability to go indoors or in your garage, we offer a variety of different cages. Our QED overhead launch monitor is positioned behind you if that fits your needs more. And then the IXO and the IXO2 are positioned kind of right in front of you, which is, allows us to capture all the club data and ball data without needing to mark the golf ball. So you can play with whatever golf ball you play on the course and you'll get your actual spin numbers and feel of the same ball you're playing.
So Greg, who develops Unicore's products and technology? Talk a little bit about them and the R&D process that you guys go through.
Yeah, so Creates is the parent company in Korea, and they've been engineering products for, like I said, 16 years. The way it's worked with Unicore here in the US is we gather feedback from our customers, from our user base, and we have a direct line to kind of implement that feedback. So we're able to provide them with intelligence on what we think the market needs here in the US, and then they quickly either have that product in process already and make some adjustments to make it suitable for our market, or they kind of begin the process. And because of the size of their team, we're able to quickly engineer and, you know, create new products probably faster than our competitors.
And Greg, when I'm out at a PGA Tour event or a Champions Tour event, I see launch monitors all over the driving range. Just about all those guys have yep. one out there. Talk about what you guys are doing to help the tour players take their game to the next level.
Yeah, we have Cameron Champ on the PGA Tour and Lily He on the LPGA Tour kind of in our camp. And they utilize the Mini in the same way you just talked about, taking it out to the range, warm up, either with a coach or without, to kind of get their numbers dialed in. So we're just starting this tour kind of presence with the Mini. So I was able to get out to the Open and do some testing with some players. Was really happy with the results that they saw and the feedback they gave us that I think is only going to help us expand into that market more.
I read that you guys bought a majority share of Evenroll putters. Talk about how they fit well with what you guys are doing over at Unicore.
Yeah, we did, and it's been great. So I'm located in Carlsbad, and so Evenroll has an office a few miles from my house. So I spend about 2 days a week there and about 3 days a week in the Unicor office, which is in Irvine, about 40 miles from here. And, you know, I think the marriage is great because it's all about engineering the finest products out there and built on technology. So I've gotten to know Garen Reif extremely well and, you know, are diving into that business and seeing how we can draw from one another to help grow both businesses. But it's been a great acquisition and we're really proud to have them.
And you started using an even roll putter because I got to tell you, their sweet face technology, which boasts of almost no dispersion pattern, regardless of where you hit the ball on the putter face, really caught my attention. As a guy who doesn't always strike the ball in the center of the putter face, boy, that seems like a fantastic line of putters that they have.
Yeah, no, like I think it was probably day two or day three. I had already scheduled a fitting and went into the office. And yeah, one is in play. And I'm you know, shocked at just the look of the ball coming off the face, the distance control that has changed for me. And I do a lot of putting. The last company I was with focuses on short game. And I'm kind of kicking myself for not having switched to an even roll prior to, you know, about a month and a half ago.
So, Greg, now every avid golfer listening, I'm sure, has pulled up the Unicor.com website while we've been talking and are saying to themselves, like I did, man, I want one of those simulators, whether it's in my basement, my garage, in my game room, wherever. Talk about how they can make that happen.
Yeah, you know, we can help set you up with custom builders. We can help give you advice on based on your space requirements or room requirements, what would be the best for you. And what I've discovered since joining is the ability to kind of flex based on the end user's needs. So if you are someone who will grab their wants to grab their launch monitor and go to the range, then you should go the mini route. If you're someone who has an unbelievable basement or garage setup with tall enough ceilings, overhead is probably the way to go. And you can train 365 or play golf, you know, every day of the year at a really, really great price point, you know, as compared to joining a club or playing every weekend at a high-end facility.
So what's on the horizon for you guys? What's next?
Good question. Continuously try to improve our products and introduce game changers. You know, we do take the feedback thing very seriously. So we gather feedback quite a bit. Our support team logs it and we go back to the engineers very regularly and ask questions. Can we do this? Should we do this? And then my team and my role along with the sales team is, you know, constantly talking to customers and end users, figuring out what we can do to make an even better product. So lots of good stuff on the horizons. If you check out QED Golf, which is the Korean Unicor, if you will, you know, you'll see some foreshadowing of some unbelievable things that will likely end up in this market.
Greg, before I let you go, how can our listeners stay up to date with all the great things you guys are doing, whether it's following you online or it's on social media?
Yeah, I would say follow our social channels. We are just starting to get out there more in terms of spreading our message. So I appreciate you having us on here, but unicor.com. Evenroll has an unbelievable site too. And on all of our social channels, try to stay on top of things. And that's how we would contact consumers or that you can get in contact with us via direct message or via our website.
Well, Greg, I can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come and educate us a bit about the great things that you guys are doing. I hope you'll come back and join us again sometime. Give us an update on what is coming up on the horizon. Anything new that you guys are coming out with? Because your stuff looks fantastic, my friend.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Chris, and love what you do, and am an avid listener and follower.
I appreciate that very much. Greg, take care, my friend. All the best to you and your family. Like I said, I hope we get the privilege of catching up with you again soon.
Yeah, would love to. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Greg. Folks, that is Greg Sabella. And again, the company is called Unicor. UNEEKOR is the spelling of Unicor. And they're out there doing some fantastic stuff. You look at this iMini, I mean, everybody wants one of those things out at the driving range with them. All the great data that you're going to get from that help your golf game improve pretty quickly. And then when you see the simulators, you're going to be dying like I was when I saw and went out on their website and saw their simulators. I thought, oh my goodness, I got to get one of these for the basement. It's just, it's so good. And to Greg's point, the opportunity to not only keep your game in shape 365 days a year for those of you that live in the northern part of the country, maybe your golf season isn't as long as it is for us down in here in the Southeast. Now you've got an opportunity to really have a lot of fun and B, keep that golf swing in tune all winter long. So you're not shaking the rust off when it comes to springtime. How great is that? And when you see how beautiful the picture is and all the things you're going to get from it, man, you're just going to be dying to have one in your basement or wherever you might have space for it. Like Greg said, it's fantastic stuff. And then I'm telling you, these even roll putters, I went on their site and started looking around at what they can do. And you talk about being able to have a very consistent, predictable roll. If you're not hitting it right in the center of the putter face, no dispersion pattern. How much better is that going to be for you? Like, look, we've talked about forever with Tom Patry and the great instructors that we have here on the show about where do we lose strokes? And it's from 100 yards in. And how many times are we three putting? If you could be very consistent, regardless of where you're hitting it on the face and the ball's going to go where you're aiming, how many strokes is that going to save you? How much better are you going to play? How much more fun are you going to have? How much more of your buddy's money on the 19th hole are you going to be taking? That's fantastic stuff. So they are doing a lot of really great things. And I'm privileged that Greg spent some time with us tonight. And like I say, hopefully we get the privilege of having him back on the show again soon. All right, my friends, it is time for me to put a bow on this episode of Next on the Tee. My sincere thanks again to Rob Strano, Brian Jacobs, Eric Johnson, and Greg Sabella for joining me this week. Scheduled to join me next week are our resident director of instruction, Tom Patry, will be back, as well former tour player Bob Friend Jr. And Bob always makes the segment so much fun, so looking forward to catching up with him. One of the top junior instructors in our game, Michelle Holmes, will also be back. Looking forward to catching up with Michelle, as will Luke Nyland. Luke is the owner of Whiskey Run Golf Club up in Port Colborne, Ontario, so really looking forward to having him as part of the show. The course is fantastic, and they're also doing some really cool things with technology, so looking forward to hearing all of that from Luke. So it's going to be a really fun show, folks. I hope you come back and be a part of it with us. And folks, you can find this show available as a podcast just about anywhere you get your podcast content. In particular, we're out there on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audio Boom, Player.fm, and Good Pods. And my thanks to the folks over at Good Pods for making this show one of their recommended podcasts. So please go online and download their free app and then stream your favorite podcast right there on whatever favorite device that you use to listen to your podcasting content. But most of all, my sincere thanks to all of you for being the greatest supporters in the history of podcasts. I appreciate you all so very much. Until next week, hit 'em straight, my friends.